In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We're going to go into another episode of Revelation, because that's the time in which we're living, is this same time period. And, you know, all the scriptures are important, especially the prophetic ones. And in my observations, what I've noticed over the years is that there's three levels, depending on when that prophecy was given. But they all point to the last days. And so you need to know them all. But to comprehend and get a 40,000-foot view, as they say, I like to look at it more as a cosmic view on what we are actually seeing today. All are pieces of the puzzle that are coming together at this time in this journey in life. And so to try to keep a handle on it, but most of all, to keep ourselves sharp-witted and aware of the times in which we live. And that's the whole purpose of looking into what we're doing. I mean, there's a lot of purposes, but the general awareness. But boy, without a roadmap, how would you calculate the days in which we have ahead? And looking at the biblical scriptures, you can see, just like when you're going down the road, you're not really, especially a long highway, if you're on a long trip, it's like, you know, you kind of get that tunnel vision, so to speak, until all of a sudden there's a signpost. And then you finally see a signpost, you know, right over adjustments, because you get off at this next exchange 2 miles down the road. And so it catches our attention. And I see a lot of what's going on, and some of it might be repetitious, but you know what? It fits. The shoe fits. And as we're seeing these different events as they unfold, to comprehend where they're headed, it's all evidence. They're all pieces of the puzzle that fit into place. Sometimes I'm a little bit surprised about what I'm seeing. And I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this one situation to happen. And I'm kind of surprised that it showed up the way that it did, because it's a different tact, but it's one in which I heard information years ago. And I mean, geez, this is prior to the whole Q movement and all of that. It was actually things that they designed early on in order to accomplish their goals. But keep in mind, there's two sets of goals. And the one thing that I'm referring to here, because now this changes the game. This rearranges the chessboard. And that is when Trump announced today that he was thinking about activating the Insurrection Act. And a lot of people say, well, you know, that's more towards, you know, just what's going on in Minnesota, is it? What if virtually every state within the 50 continental United States has been infiltrated with insurgents. And there indeed is an insurrection going on. I thought he would have done things a little bit differently because of the election fraud of 2020, where they kind of got him dead to rights, and then we got the Biden show for 4 years, and everybody got to play their hand. And what exactly were we seeing? Well, which Biden do you want to talk about? Was the black-eyed Biden? Was there bicycle Biden, falling up the stairs Biden, standing there like I just pooped my pants Biden? The Biden clone that just turns around and freezes up and doesn't know where it is or what it's doing? How many different Bidens are we talking about? The Biden with the ankle bracelet on during the election? The Biden that said we have the most, the biggest fraud campaign going on, I forget his exact words, but he said that he was gonna, that this was going to be a fraudulent vote, and it didn't make any difference. The outcome was already decided. And since then, it's come to light that, yeah, the election was stolen. We saw it happen in real time, basically. Trump knew it. We saw a whole bunch of situations going through Congress. And then we saw the biggest smokescreen was January 6th. I was like, well, you know, what the heck just happened here? And Trump was late getting to the party. He was late giving his address that morning when there was well over a million people in Washington, D.C. I wonder what he knew to why he was late. I mean, he was like 40 minutes late. So the people who were on the mall listening to Trump speak could not possibly be the people that started the insurrection at the Capitol. Not unless they drove over there or ran. Rode their bicycles. If they were at the extent of the crowd, and early on there was just so much YouTube video put forth, and so we got to see things that I'd never seen before, and now we're all seeing things that I've never seen before happening as well, because we have gotten to the most extreme part of. What is going on? I thought, before I get into the Surrection Act, there's and what that will do. I'm sure a good portion of the population of folks that are listening to this voice tonight did not have cell phone service yesterday, especially if you're a Verizon customer. Chances are you didn't have cell service at all. And it affected a few other companies. But here's the thing, though. The system was still operating. The phone calls were being blocked. It was not network failure. And Ruscull is joining us again tonight. And I couldn't make a phone call. Ruscull, how is your service?
Now, see, I'm a third-party guy, so I don't have one of the major carriers.
Well, I thought he was here with us tonight.
Because of that, they utilize all the different carriers, and I can, you know, like right now, if I make a phone call, it might be on AT&T, and then tomorrow if I make a phone call, it might be on T-Mobile, depending upon where I'm at and where the cell tower's at. But I didn't experience any of that, but I did see a lot of reports that people were completely in the dark with regard to wireless access.
Yeah, and I was from, I don't know, I noticed it somewhere around noontime, and then it came on at about 10 o'clock, somewhere around 10 p.m. But it was still screwed up a little bit after that. It was just difficult to get any kind of a signal coming through. But I worked in the telecommunications industry for almost 15 years. But on the sales and marketing end of it, both on an international basis and a cellular basis. It was a career change, and it was a great career change. But the network was still in place, as you experienced. But yet the majority of the users of that network were silenced. Now, I thought it was kind of coincidence here, because there's a YouTube video, Monkey Works, and he spells works with a Z at the end, which his specialty is keeping track of non-commercial aircraft over the United States. And he puts out two, maybe three shows a week, and I watch him occasionally and have been watching him, from time to time. But I went and watched him on Tuesday, and the amount of surveillance aircraft across the United States went far beyond anything that I had seen. And we're talking about everything from high-altitude surveillance balloons to aircraft, to different aircraft doing different jobs in different areas all over the United States. And then, and all these guys are just sucking up everything that they can. They're sucking up everything that they can. You make a keystroke, there's some aircraft just recorded it. You make a phone call, and there's some aircraft that just recorded it. And all that data is brought together with artificial intelligence, and then they find what they're looking for or who they're looking for. Think about every phone call linked to every other phone call and the network systems that that's set up and who's surveilling it and for what purpose. And so if you were going to make a strike at a bunch of insurgents that were across the United States, what would be the first thing that you would want to do? Shut down the communications. And that's what we saw happen yesterday. Shut down the communications. Rascal, I was like, hey, is this the proverbial start of the 10 days of darkness?
How many times have we heard about that, right? It's going to be 10 days of darkness. They're going to tell you, they're going to transmit 24 hours a day. It's only going to be the emergency broadcast system. They're going to reveal with unquestionable evidence of all the corruption and all the nonsense that's going on. And we're going to be told to stay inside while all of this goes on. Don't freak out if you see troops out in the street, blah, blah, blah. I'm still waiting. Still waiting.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a bit concerned being off the grid. I had already shut down the system, and I wasn't planning on starting it up until, like, you know, it started to get dark. So I was like, okay. I'm seeing a little continuous banner on my phone, emergency phone calls only. And I'm thinking, emergency phone calls only? I don't have any service. I don't have any internet. What the heck just happened here? So I said, well, let me go get things cranked up. I turned on the TV, and hey, Cartoon Network was still on, you know. And I went to the local news. It was right after, right around 12 o'clock, and the local news was on, and they weren't saying anything about it. And I'm like, so what's all this about?
So, of course, let me point something out to you that kind of occurred to me as you were saying this. Emergency calls only. If you're able to make an emergency call, which is typically 911, then something's working.
Yeah. And so that told me that, well, that's one of the reasons that I was wondering, okay, emergency use only. But everything else was being blocked. You see, so the network was still up and running, but anything beside 911 was being blocked.
Right.
And so if you're getting your orders from some country like Iran or China, but let's focus at Iran, because you know what's going on in the news with Iran, right? We've got that whole you've got Christians being gunned down in the streets, allegedly. It's well over 10,000. I think 12,000 is what I heard, but other people are saying, no, there's only 2,000. And I've heard the government has changed its position because they don't want Trump to attack it. And Allegedly, there was a B-52 raid with a high energy weapon, which melted down the country's servers. I like that one. I like that one. No, it was at one of the prisons that they were holding these prisoners at, and allegedly the good old B-2s come in and shoot an energy beam on the server farm that was attached to the prison and melted all the servers. Oh, that had to hurt.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I only heard about it from one source, but it's like, okay, well, they got it from somewhere, and where did it actually originate from, and who leaked that, and why, and where did that intelligence come from? But, you know, just thinking about the possibilities, and you wouldn't hear about it because nothing blew up. It melted down. Do they have high energy weapon systems? Oh, yeah, heck yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Palisades Fire. So, hello, Lahaina.
Well, it's not true. Look at California.
Paradise Valley is what was right. It?
Right. Two times in California. Two different times.
Yeah. Maybe three. So, who has access to these weapons? Oh boy, that just poses a whole nother part of the insurrection, doesn't it? Who's using these advanced weapon systems that nobody's supposed to know about?
Don't tell anybody, Peter, but it's DARPA.
Oh yeah. Oh, you want it? This is crazy. DARPA had started before this happened, but when AT&T had to divest, and AT&T is basically the controls the backbone of communications here in the United States. The system setup is unbelievable. They have it tuned so it runs almost perfectly, and it's remarkable. So that isn't going down very easily. And even if there's a fiber break, it would only be to a local area. But, you know, that's a whole another subject. But you've got this situation where communications was shut off. And so you've got these super weapons. You've got alleged things happening in different areas that we tend to know about. And so could this be more of the same thing? Well, you know, we know about Russia's Kinzhal missiles, that they're hypersonic, can't take them down. Really? Let me ask a question. If we set up a microwave laser system on the east coast of Greenland, all the way from the bottom of Greenland to the top of Greenland, do you think that we could spot one of these suckers coming? And do you think we'll give enough room for us to take it down with a laser or a directed energy beam? Hello, Golden Dome. We need Greenland. Oh, yeah, you're going to play those cards, you do. But this is all going into play to take the cabal down. You hear about the cabal. I'm not going to turn, you know. Hey, Letters to Earth, You Can't Survive Armageddon. I put two chapters in there that really upset some people in some very, very high places. And so there are certain things that they kind of dance around because they can make your life a living hell, and they can take everything away from you in no time. No time. And you start playing at it, that happens, and you have to learn to deal with it at a different level. It is what it is. You know, life goes on there before the grace of God go I. And we're at a point now where they have no power over me. They have no power over me. And that's the point that we all have to take. The only power that they have over us is what we're willing to give to them. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't recompense, you know. that if you do something, there's not going to be a repercussion that comes across. But a lot of what I wrote 15 years ago is public knowledge. And now we're seeing this play out. And it's great, because what are they going to do? They're getting ready to fall on their faces. And just as what is written in Revelation 3:9, those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews and are not but are lying, they will be brought before our feet to do obeisance. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what it says. And why will that happen? Because God will show them how much he loves us. The baby trafficking, child sacrificing Satanists, those who worship Satan, are losing their grip on this planet, and they don't care who they have to take down with them.
Sadly.
Yeah. But they are losing the battle. And it's not just, oh boy, we could take this on a lot of different, we could take this to a cosmic level, or we can bring it here on, keep it on Earth. And I'm just really thinking about flipping the script and say, do we go cosmic or do we stay on planet Earth? Maybe we'll go cosmic a little bit later. Stay tuned. But getting back to the insurrection, what I had thought was going to happen was that they're going to play 2020, and that's where the insurrection kind of is provable. And now through legal means and you know, that they captured Maduro. Maduro, this whole thing started out of Venezuela. Smartmatic was being, the traffic from the Smartmatic machines for the fix on the 2020 election, which was being transmitted from Venezuela. Venezuela was transmitting it allegedly through the Da Vinci satellite owned by the Italians, rented by the Vatican to transmit the data to Serbia and to a server farm in Germany. I believe it was Nuremberg where it was being transmitted to. There's a whole backstory on that. But what's important is Serbia, because Serbia is where the fix was in. And allegedly, the government has the people from Serbia who are doing the fix. There's also the situation with Tina Peters, and what everybody a month ago was jumping up and down on their trampolines, yelling, "Tina Peters, get out of jail." Even Trump pardoned Tina Peters. To the best that I know, Tina Peters still remains in a Colorado penitentiary on false charges. They basically railroaded that poor woman. She was the county clerk. I forgot the county, but she actually made a copy of the Dominion wanted to come in and service the machines. And so she made a copy of the data in the machine that she was in personally responsible for. And she backed up all of the original data that was in their voting machine system. Well, when they were done updating the machines and they were returned to Tina Peters, Tina Peters went back and looked and saw what make sure the data was the same, and it wasn't. The data had been changed, and now she had a record of it. And long story short, they caught her on a technicality, really not even related to that, and they sent her to jail, and the poor woman's going to be 71, I guess, this year. And Trump pardoned her, but Colorado won't release her. Is that insurrection?
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah. And then you've got other places around the country that are all involved with the cartels. And here again, here's where Maduro comes in. Okay, Maduro, how many Congress people were you guys paying off? Can you name them, please? Oh, would that be insurrection? And so imagine And what about the judges?
Yeah.
Where does it end? Where does it end? And so I'm trying to figure, you know, give this serious thought. And I'm like, he's going after it to destroy the cabal first. He's not going after it to prove election fraud in the United States. That's going to come. That's going to come. But it's a money thing. You remember they always say follow the money, right? What Trump is looking to do is to destroy the city of London. The banking cartel, which resides in the city of London, which was basically taken over by Amschel Meyer Rothschild at the end of the Napoleonic War. The Battle of Waterloo was the English crown, what is now known as the Crown Company of England, is basically the bank controlled by Rothschild. He did that in, he gained control of the bank, what was it, 1813? Interesting, we got had the, or it was 18, it was right after the Napoleonic War. He's quoted as saying, let me control a country's money and I don't care who sits on the throne. And as his mother said, if my sons did not want war, war would not exist. And where are we right now in a state of war? This has been the legacy of the Rothschilds, who, guess what, are Satanists. For an act of worship, you too can control the earth. I will give you every kingdom of the earth. So who do you think the biggest Satanists are on the earth? Think about it. It's generational. It goes back to the days that Jesus was on the planet 2,000 years ago and before that. And now it's time to bring down that system. That's what we're fighting against on a spiritual level. That's what we're fighting against on a physical level too. And so how do you destroy the bankers? Take their money? You accuse them of what they've done, and you're able to prove it by the vast amount of surveillance and connections that you have. And then you can tie them to whatever you want to tie them to. And there's a law which allows Trump to seize their assets. And so eventually, as all of this comes out, every country that has committed an act, who has been involved in this coup against the United States, Trump can legally seize their assets. Oh, it's got to be a golden age.
I bet there are some people who are having to change their underwear over this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, Royal Coach Ride. Yeah, he seized their assets. If he sees the assets of the Crown family, which is different than the Crown Corporation, but the Royal, if he sees their assets, they own 24% of the landmass of Earth. If the Vatican is implicated in a coup against the United States, add another 62%. The Vatican controls 62% of the Earth's landmass. It lays ownership to it. Hello, South America. All those countries that were essentially conquered in the name of the church, right? So.
That's what we're told.
Yeah. You know, I've often asked, where did all the gold that was taken out of South America go to? Where did it disappear to? I don't know what the manifest would be, but I bet you it was thousands of ships. Where did that gold go? Oh, well, you know, some people said it sunk. Well, some of it sunk, less than 1%. It was a risk. Called the insurance company. One of our ships sunk. Oh, yeah, Lloyd's of London here. What did it cost? Right?
Yeah.
It's part of the risk. But look at the reward. Where did the gold go? How much gold is owed to South America?
That's not the only, you know, question. With regard to gold, that's not the only question I have in my mind. There was a lot of gold stolen on 9/11. There was a lot of gold stolen when we went to get Saddam Hussein. There was a lot of gold stolen when we went to get Muammar Gaddafi. Where is all that? What happened to all that? That's a lot of gold.
Well, I can give you a guess on what happened to the gold that was under Building 7. Keep in mind all the tunnels under New York City. And if you go look at the tunnel system, all you got to go do is go through one wall. And then there's a tunnel system from Building 7 to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It's three blocks over. That gold was out of that building and in the Federal Reserve Bank of New York before anything ever happened to Building 7. Probably would have been moved during the night, the night before, you know, on the 10th, somewhere after midnight. That's switching hour starts. I would always tell my kids, be home before midnight. Said, nothing good happens after midnight. So, anyway. Yeah, the witch is screaming. Wait, they're going to scream even louder before this is over. And there are certain things that we'll get to the cosmic end. But you can see how this is coming together and what they're trying to do, right, Ruscala?
Absolutely.
Now, here's where Epstein comes into all of this. Epstein. Oh, you mean that pedophile who had the island where they did all this nasty stuff? Yeah, that's the guy. So what are you going to tell us new? I mean, nothing new, but you look at Epstein's history and his career, it was in banking. And his specialty was where to hide the money, in secret tax-free accounts. And so I'm sure there was a lot of filth and wrongdoing going on in Epstein Island. But Epstein was just the facilitator. Who had an island. Hey, come do whatever you want. It's Fantasy Island. Your fantasy. What happens on the island stays on the island. Meanwhile, he's an asset of most likely Mossad, the MI6, and CIA. And so you need somebody blackmailed, you get him to the island. Now you know where the money is. Oh, really? Well, you know, you got a choice. You know, we got you doing this with these people on this island. And if you don't want to become public knowledge and lose everything that you have, you got to work with us, right? Yeah, because now we got you. And so I think that's why you see a lot, you know, people are wanting to know who the pedophiles are. It's not who the pedophiles are. It's where the money went. There again, connected back to the cabal. Hey, I can save you, you know, I put your money into this. They pay him a fee. They have a nice time with Bill Clinton, you know, bringing new people down to the island. Hey, we're going to go down the island and have some fun. How many times have you been there, Bill? 26 times? And so now you have all those people within the system that have been compromised, that are part of the insurrection. And so where are we headed with this whole damn insurrection business? My guess is that before the month's over, we will probably see the Insurrection Act being put into place, not just for Minnesota, but the entire country, including Canada. Canada. Oh, there you go. That's coming too. But Alaska is what I meant to say. You've got Alaska. You just fill in the middle. And from what I understand, that there's a good possibility of that happening. Hey, need Canada to go Greenland. You know, keep that stuff on the other side of the globe. There's a lot more than meets the eye with that situation. There's also a flip side of this that I don't know if too many people have ever talked about, but keep in mind that the Greenland and Canada would put you in close proximity to the North Pole. And so you have the North Pole in a juxtaposition with Antarctica. And think about all the stories that come out of Antarctica. Right? Yeah. Hello, New Schwabenland. The Admiral, Perry Reese right now. Perry Reese was the map. Was the map that showed the coast of Antarctica without ice from 1500s? How'd that happen? Admiral Byrd. Thank you, Admiral Byrd. It was supposed to be 6 months. It was what? How many weeks? What do you mean? Your butt's kicked.
They ran him through the mill when he came back. You know that? Because he told him what he told him.
Oh, I'm sure. That just blew their minds. But here's another sick connection, Riscala. This all comes out of the Vril Society back during the late 1800s. It was born from Madame Blavatsky, and there was this whole psychic thing going on in Europe at the time. And so mediums and psychics became a big thing. But the Vril Society went deeper, and they actually got involved in getting it. Their purpose was to contact extraterrestrial life forms. And I don't know whether they actually used ancient Babylonian scripture, to call it that, or ancient Babylonian incantations to gain control over these life forms and what they were willing to do. You know, that this is essentially the start where child sacrifice comes in. The Vril Society joined with the Tool Society in the early 1900s, and they grew in power during the First World War because of all the orphans that were created by the bombing that was going on. And so they had a lot of child sacrifices going on in that society, which was later absorbed into the SS.
Huh.
And from the SS, it came under Operation Paperclip to the United States. And the SS joined the OSS and became the CIA.
Yeah.
And there's your line. It said that Jack Parsons, I think I talked about this last week, JPL Laboratories carried on Babylonian incantations to get advanced knowledge to solve his rocketeer problems. So he could get advanced technologies to carry on the next level of rocket development. So think he used to go out to the middle of the desert, him and a group of people, and carry on Babylonian rituals, allegedly. And I've heard that time and time again. Of course, you know, it might be ancient history by now and common knowledge in the right circles. But you know, JPL Laboratories. They're tightly connected with NASA and space programs. And now you bring in Lockheed Martin and all these other companies. And so here again, another level of infiltration. It's like, wait a minute. Where does it stop? Choose a side. And that's what it's going to come down to. Who's going to get exposed? You know, if you just wrapped all these people up and just executed them all, there'd probably be nobody around to run the country. Sadly to say. Which might be okay with some people. But that, you know, you're going to have a house cleaning and the judicial system can't do it, so the military can. And so here, how long is the military going to stay in charge? And if the military's in charge, are there going to be any elections? Nope. Most likely not. Right. Don't expect to see elections this year.
Everything is suspended. They're going to military law. Everything is suspended.
Which then would take us possibly, I think the Q posts were talking about this, that you would have 6 months of military rule. And then the military would set up the next fair election cycle. And the election cycle would be overseen by the military to make sure that it went off without a hitch. And everybody who was registered legally to vote would vote. And so you have to have a cleansing of the current system because it's infiltrated. Which brings us back to what Trump just announced he might have to do. Scary times in which we live. But what would be the outcome? Out of this will come the eighth world power. This is the eighth world power flexing its muscle. I can't tell you what's been done behind them. You know, you can just get glimpses of how far along we are. We saw how Trump was treated with Saudi Arabia and the countries in the Middle East. We saw his royal carriage ride into Windsor Castle. Not Buckingham Palace, which is the hotel for the city of London, for the royalty in the city of London when they're there. And the Queen can go into London without going through the ritual of getting the permission of the mayor of London. But she cannot go into London on official business without getting his permission. She can go in and go shopping, do whatever she wanted to do. Same thing with King Charles. He doesn't need to get permission to go into the city of London to go see his Bentley dealer. But he cannot do anything official without seeing the mayor. So just a little bit more about what's going on there. And I guess that would probably go for Trump, perhaps. But it's that 1 mile square city of London. It's Washington, D.C. It's the Vatican that are three parts to this cabal which have to come down besides the synagogue of Satan. And so, you know, we've got these are the times in which we live. And I'll say this more and more because we'll have more and more listeners come on. Some people say, oh, you say talking about that again. Well, who's next on the agenda? We have Iran is being dealt with now. Keep in mind there's insurgents in Iran, from Iran in America. We've got Cuba, which is also involved in the steal of the 2020 election. And the biggest thief of them all is China. And the United States could go against China and probably win a war. the United States cannot go after China and Russia and expect to win the war. Not unless we've got some awfully great advanced aircraft, military aircraft. And I'm not saying we don't. It's been alluded to. Especially if we capture the knowledge from New Schwabenland, which it would seem that we have done, and then brought that to totally new levels. And I'm Peter, talking about UFOs. Yes.
You mentioned weapons. Did you hear the reports coming out of Venezuela?
About they're bleeding out of their nose and eyes and ears?
Right. Throwing up blood.
Talk about a disruptive energy beam, huh?
Now, so instead of using it on the land, now they're using it on humans, and this is the result.
Well, yeah, they just get hot. They just got hit with the microwave.
Yeah, you cook from the inside out.
Yep, exactly. What happened? You get hit with a quick, short burst. And it's like, oh, you don't know what you just got hit with. And yeah,
that's exactly what this apparently this soldier was giving a testimony. And that's almost the same words he said. We don't know what hit us. We have no idea. We have nothing. We've never seen any technology like this. We've never fought a war like this. We've never been in a battle like this.
There you go. And so, you know,
so there's something we've got something that they're not. The one thing is, I'll say this real quick and I'll shut up. It was almost like they were firing 300 rounds a minute. Precisely. They were taking out people right, left and center, almost as though they were using artificial intelligence.
That may not be too far from the truth. I heard some very interesting experiences from the people that actually did that, you know, not just blowhard people, and I'm talking back during the Iran-Contra days. And they know they've done missions, but they can't tell you what their mission was. Mm. Come back covered in blood. Couldn't tell you what the mission was.
Yeah. Wow.
Still to this day, couldn't tell you what the mission was. So what they can do now, I don't know. Genetically enhanced, assisted with electronics to give you quicker reflexes. You've heard stick this chip in today.
Maybe this is not a fair statement, but I think we all have heard of the quote super soldier.
Yep.
So maybe this is what they saw was a super. I couldn't, you know, I had to read that line several times, and he said they were firing like 300 rounds a minute. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but what really stuck out in my mind is that he said the level of accuracy was inhuman. Was just unbelievable.
That's the point, which is interesting, because depending on the weapon that they were using, some of those guns are shooting in excess of 600 rounds a minute. The thing is to do it accurately, and yeah. You're not going to put it on fully automatic, but it's a quick cycling gun, and obviously designed with extremely little recoil. And these guys are good enough to point and shoot. Hello, Clint Eastwood, you know? Bum, 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 bum.
Wow. Yeah, the way he described it was almost like a movie scene, almost.
Yeah. And so, you know, and that's after they hit these guys with the energy weapon.
Right.
So what would happen if they hit a whole battlefield full of, you know, you hit them with this energy weapon and bump, the guys inside the tank's head explode. It immobilizes all of them. You don't just hit them with a short burst. You give them the full head on. Zap. Wow. You know, it's like FAFO.
Man.
So we don't know what weapons that the head of Lockheed Martin's Gun Works 25 years ago when he retired said we have technology to take ET home. Okay. You can bend time and space. Or is your craft just that good? John Searle, a professor in England, came up with technology that he estimated, and it was anti-gravity, and he estimated that based on his data, you could make it to the moon in 90 minutes and to Mars in 3 days. And then all of a sudden, you didn't hear about Professor John Searle's anymore. So, you know, was he just told to shut up, or was his technology overrated? I don't know, but he made a lot of equipment that worked or seemed to work. You know, we don't know because so much has been hid. We were talking about med beds earlier and sonic healing, right?
Yep.
So, not new technology. Riscola, you have that one video. Why don't you describe, you know, give your version of what you saw in that video is with the woman with that had a bladder tumor.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it. But in this video, I got the video from, I think it was Greg Braden who was originally reporting on it. And he said this lady had a cancerous tumor on one of her organs. I don't remember which one, but it was inoperable because it was a major organ and they couldn't do anything about it. They basically told her to go home and, you know, make your arrangements. You're not going to be around much longer. And she wasn't happy with that that answer. So she started doing some research and she found what is called a medicine-less hospital in China. So she went to this medicine-less hospital in China. And on this video, you can see her laying down on a gurney or whatever they're called. And there is a sonogram operator rubbing her chest area, I guess around wherever this tumor is. And then there is a picture of what's coming back from the sonogram. And one side is a still picture showing this tumor, and the other side is a live running picture showing what's going on. At the head of the bed, there are these three men, and they begin to chant. I really think it's a prayer, but they begin to chant. And as they chant, within 3 minutes, this tumor, which appears to be about the size of maybe somewhere between a golf ball and a baseball, not larger than a golf ball, but not as big as a baseball, somewhere between the two, appears to disappear, literally disappear. It disintegrated. As you're watching this within 3 minutes, it is one of the most outstandingly amazing things I've ever seen. And it's not fake. It's not fake.
Yeah. I saw the same video and I was like, huh, what did I just see? And I went back and I'm listening and sound healing. And if I remember it had something to do with this tumor that was growing. And I think it had already infected her bladder. I thought it was a lower abdomen. I might be wrong. I don't remember. It's been about 10 years.
I'm thinking liver or something like that, but wherever it was inoperable.
Yeah. Yeah. And they only gave her a few months. And so there was also a doctor, and I don't remember his name. It was back in the early 30s that realized that our organs vibrated at a specific frequency. And so he figured, okay, he developed a machine that would reset your organs, basically, but he was using it to cure cancer with different organs. And by hitting the organ with that frequency, it destroyed the cancer cells because the cancer cells didn't have that frequency.
Yep.
And so, boom, there you go. Boy, that just took care of it, and all you needed was one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in, focus in. Yeah. And we're finding out more and more about the damage that parasites do to us and how they cause cancer. Where do we get all these parasites from?
The food we eat.
Yeah.
It's one. That's just one area.
Hey, hello, Lyme disease, and then 40 other different variants of that crap. I don't know the exact number. I just randomly drew 40, but there are several different variants. You got West Virus mosquitoes that carry all sorts of different programmable diseases. I think we were actually hit with that one day. It lasted more than one day. But it was during the summer when it was really dry. This has been a very dry year here. And the normal mosquitoes that are all around in the early, when spring breaks out, we get black flies and then the mosquitoes come. Sometimes the mosquitoes eat the black flies, sometimes vice versa, but they all want to eat you. And Maine's got a fabled mosquito. It's like, you can go in the woods to a land in the tree, and when will ask the other, should we eat him here or take him home? And so they're a sizable bug. Well, they all disappeared. Things dried up. They couldn't breed. And mosquito season was pretty much over. It was great. And then all of a sudden, these mosquitoes, about maybe half to two-thirds of the size of what our normal mosquito is, they were probably half the size, they show up. And I'm like, I didn't even know what the heck they were to begin with, because they were small, but they were mosquitoes. And they let you know they were mosquitoes too. And we had an outbreak of bird flu here. Go figure. Yep. Even had a bald eagle that died of bird flu, so they said.
When they have bird flu, isn't it funny how it's only the chickens that they want to destroy? What about all the other birds? Chickens aren't the only birds.
Well, that's what I've said for quite some time, because, I put feed out for the birds throughout the year and see which birds will come in. But my chickadees are my favorite. They're so tame, they'll come right around you, and once they get used to you, it's like my dad used to feed them out of his hand. They don't really have any enemies. Everybody thinks they're cute, so I'm looking for dead birds. I don't see any dead birds. Think that. And I'm seeing different groups of birds coming in like they normally do every year. So, if bird flu was a thing, you would think that they would be dead all over. That's why, they said, well, we found a deagle that died of bird flu. Okay. And it was after it was a month or two after these funny looking mosquitoes were around. So, but I didn't get bit. And I use a secret potion that works great. Yeah. Maggie Hart had whipped me up a secret potion. Secret to me, I don't know, but it's pretty much all natural. And, it works. It works great.
I found that video.
We've got some. We've got about two minutes left.
The video is about 2 minutes, so we'll play it. I'll play it on Saturday night. You can join me on Saturday. We'll play it on Saturday night.
Super.
I did find it. Yeah. It's not very good because it's very old. It's not a very good copy, but you can see it's a for real thing. This is not a put on.
Yeah. So, the point that I brought this up is that we are going to get through this. It's going to be difficult, but we're going to get through this. And do these things exist? Yes. Well, but don't expect everything to drop out of the sky, because this is only a pathway to one very important. It's the next signpost, and it's a little ways away. And that is, whenever the nations declare peace and security, we'll cover that part next week, perhaps. But there's a cosmic side of this, which we didn't get to. And so maybe we'll cover that next week. And it has to do a lot with what we would call, what we used to call gods. Every civilization has them. And what we currently call extraterrestrials or interdimensionals. It's a lot easier for us to believe that life forms exist on other planets, considering the size of the universe. And with that, we are just about totally out of time. I want to thank you, Ruscullo, for putting everything together to do the show and joining me tonight. And I want to thank our audience, most of all, for coming and listening. And hopefully you got to take away something positive. And with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all. Have a fantastic week.